Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 1084. Kevin DeFrango here. Jeremy Mays on the other end. What is up, good sir?
Not much, man. Just watching the Tigers try and piss away another game. So, no, not watching now, but I will be looking over the side as I've been doing.
When your team has sucked for quite some time, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, old Keskin got roughed up the other night with the Dodgers hit him for 10. I was like, damn. Very
Brewers.
rare. That's it,
Brewers.
Bruce. Yeah, well, they're roughing everybody up, so they are peaking
Brewers
too early, so
looking pretty good at the current moment. But
yeah.
yeah, I do always get concerned about these types of things.
And no football tonight. Thought that was weird.
Oh.
I mean, all
Yeah.
these scintillating.
Everyone overreacting. I was about dying when people were from Yahoo News. I always get updates for the Steelers and the Bengals since the other half is a Bengals fan. But for some reason now they're like, "Oh, well, you're gonna want the Browns news too, right?" I'm like,
No.
"No, not at all." Like, but it keeps on giving it to me.
It's like, who wants the Browns news? Like, their fans don't want Although I heard, well, who's the quarterback? Shedeur Sanders?
Well, that was one of the stories I was going to get to. Just like people are like, "Oh, first preseason game, let's start them." And I'm just like, "What are we doing here?" Like, that's where it's just like, "Okay, hype machine, you have gotten yourself out of control at this point." And I'm really not going to believe anything that that you say,
The Browns
because
have five quarterbacks, right?
that part,
So,
because they traded for Kenny Pickett after Kenny Pickett got a nice, beautiful ring with the Philadelphia Eagles for being the backup and playing like 20 snaps. They trade for him, draft, oh, sign Joe Flacco
Again, yes.
again. And then, because I believe that was the order that things went in, and then they drafted both Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, all the while Deshaun Watson's still sitting there going, "The fuck am I chopped liver over here?"
Oh, isn't he hurt?
And well, yeah, he is.
Okay, all right. So yes, he
And
is.
yes, you are chopped liver, sir. Like
Yeah. What a
I
fall.
yeah, that one, that was a rough descent.
Just pay for prostitutes. That's the moral of that story. Why are you bothering masseuses? If you're getting hand jobs from hookers, no one cares. Like they're gonna keep their mouth shut anyways, especially the high-end ones that he could have gotten. But instead he wants like his masseuse to jerk him off. Like, what an idiot.
It was really one of those just, there are better ways to go about this. Like,
Yes.
I'm not really mad per se, but it's just like, come on, man. Like, you should know better than this.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, he's bothering these poor women who are trying to do a job, right? So there, I mean, there's that. And then the
Yes,
obvious harassment part.
I
But
have not really gotten a whole lot of massages, but at least the ones that I have had, no one has tried to like pull the pud under the table or anything
no.
like that. There's never anything untowards happening
Well, yeah, that's because you're
during
going
these
to a
events.
place for it. Like, you're going to a place to get an actual massage, like he was. And he decides, well, he's in there. Well, I'm Deshaun Watson. Go ahead. Like, what? Well, it's rub it. Like, what's the matter with you? Like, it's not 3 in the morning, dude. What are you talking about? You're at the wrong place. You're a dumbass. And then the Browns are even dumber for giving him all that money because he ain't worth it. So you think he's going to be worth a damn when he comes back now? Just cut him. Cut your damn losses. But actually, isn't it all guaranteed though?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah,
Yeah,
so
that is the sole reason he is still around,
yeah,
is because it's guaranteed.
and I see,
Because
I
I
get
don't
it, but I
know, like,
don't.
yeah, like, I'm like, just eat it. Like, what's the point?
Yeah, it's still gonna hit your salary cap, so okay.
Yeah, that part is never really going to get the salary cap is not going to get resolved until
No.
the term of the contract is
Yeah.
up.
Yeah, but I mean, going back to other quarterbacks, Tyler Huntley, who was not listed, so they have six actually.
Oh, I forgot about
Yeah.
Huntley.
He's the only healthy one. Dillon Gabriel and Kenny Pickett have hamstring issues. Sanders has an oblique injury. So it sounds like they're playing Tyler Huntley the whole time, unless they bring in somebody just in case. Your Cleveland Browns.
I don't
Your
like
2025 Cleveland Browns.
that is
Yes.
wild that they're probably going to keep like four quarterbacks. Like,
Yeah.
that is at least one extra position that you should want to fill with something other than quarterback. Like, I mean, it would be wild to me, even though Dillon Gabriel is considered like the worst of the options. It's just like, yeah, we just drafted you. We're gonna admit that we like burned a third round pick in our first year. It's just like he's got to stick around. I mean, I guess you, but like any way you look at it, it just is kind of bad. If you cut Pickett, it's just like, well, then why did you trade assets to get this guy? Like, almost every way you look at it, it's just like they burnt some type of asset that they didn't really need to. Because, I mean, I guess you could cut Huntley, but
Right,
why
'cause I'm
just
sure
even.
he was just a walk off the street, I'm sure. You know, one of those things. I don't even know how the salary cap works in the preseason anyways. 'Cause you got like 1,000 people on the team and you got to cut down to 53. So, you know.
Yeah, there is. I do not believe there's such a thing as a salary cap in the preseason.
Okay, I would hope not. Do you get paid then? I'm guessing you do, even if only you're trying to make a team. Well, I don't know then, right?
Yeah, I would imagine there's some type
Hmm.
of payment involved there.
These are all the questions I've never actually really thought of. All right, let's see.
So.
Yeah, because I mean,
Because
let's see.
I mean, I think everyone's got to be under contract, right? Because they're cutting people that are under contract, no matter what, no matter what the situation is, Browns or otherwise.
So they get a per diem.
Okay.
So it just depends. First year players get $1,850 a week. Veterans get 3,200. It increased this year, but they didn't say what it was. So, you know, I don't know. I guess that's what these other guys get paid to try and make a team.
Yeah, sounds like
Or,
it.
well, no, I guess if you're on the team, unless you get invited, if you get invited, that's different. These other guys are part of the squad because they can't practice. Oh, whatever. It's preseason. It's a bunch of guys we don't know. So, although
Yeah,
there's
and
always that one guy.
not half of them, whatever decent chunk of them are going to be cut. Yeah,
Yeah.
preseason is gotten to be, just kind of silly in a lot of ways,
Oh, it's a fiasco.
especially now that it's three games. Just like, okay, like
Yeah.
if you're trying to really make me not pay attention, you're doing a great job.
Yeah. And like the thing is, the starters don't even play. Like it was remember the last show we did, I was getting annoyed because then I realized, hey, dummy, this is the preseason. Like you stupid ass. And then last week, the Lions game just ends because that guy got rocked. I can't remember his name offhand. That was the weirdest thing I'd
Yeah.
ever seen. We were watching the Tigers on one TV and the Lions on the other. And I kept looking at the Lions team going, what's going on? There's, you know, our ambulance on the field, all that stuff. And then looked it up. I was like, ooh, that looked bad. And he was at practice like 2 days later, not practicing, thank God. But I mean, old days probably.
Oof.
But then I just saw all the players were standing
Then
around.
he lived to 52 and have CTE.
52? That this hit,
Okay.
I'd say 42. But it was bad. I mean, unfortunately, it was poor tackling technique. He dropped down, and the guy's knee just
Oh,
clobbered him in the face.
it was
It
the
was scary.
tackler, huh?
Yeah, it was scary. And I just saw the player standing around, and then I saw Atlanta line up, and then we went back to watching the game, looked down, and like all the players are hugging. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? Then they're in a prayer circle. I'm like, huh? And the clock's running. And I guess what Atlanta did was they all said, we're not playing anymore, hiked the ball, and just stood there. The play can never end because they didn't go out of bounds and he never got tackled. I was like, you guys are pretty damn creative, man. I wouldn't have thought of that. But
That's one way to get around the rules.
Until the
Every
NFL figured out what was going on. Now, this is not confirmed, but all of a sudden, their commercial break's coming up. And the office calls down to the field and says, hey, call the game. And all of a sudden they go to commercial. So, you know. Yep.
yep, always watching. Big Brother is always watching.
Yep. So,
But
speaking of
still,
watching.
I understand what's going on
Yeah.
there.
So, I know we usually talk about AEW Dynamite and NXT, and we will. But you saw what I sent you this morning, right? That jibber jabber about WWE wanting TNA to be number two and AEW. I do believe WWE wants AEW gone. I absolutely believe that. Now,
Yeah, considering, because this is something Chris and I didn't talk about. Oh no, we talked about Bad Blood being scheduled possibly during one of the pay-per-views.
Yes.
Didn't they just announce another event that's covering up another AEW event?
They're thinking about it, making John Cena's last match the same
Oh.
day as AEW's World's End pay-per-view. So instead of
That's what
being
it was.
December 20th, I think, it's going to be December 27th if I get those dates right. And it's like, what does this? All right, there's a lot here, I guess. That sort of
Yeah.
stuff doesn't work, you know? Because if you, I mean, if you honestly think about it, one, you can have it on your tablet if you want, and you can have your other one on your TV or tablet and phone and TV. You can watch both at the same time, and especially if it's on Peacock, it's there. So, like, the decision making process, yeah, it'll be the 27th of December.
Yeah, I don't completely get what they're going for, honestly.
Counter programming doesn't work. It not this day and age, you know?
Yeah, I mean that's the biggest problem. I mean, we kind of talked about it before, like just how many things are available to watch. Like it's I mean, it really is ludicrous what you can do and watch and still be ignorant of something that is widely popular.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
So I mean, yeah, I think the fan bases are probably more segmented than they used to be. Between I know that there are definitely people that watch both like us, but I do feel like not all AEW fans have come back to the WWE or even plan on coming back. Like I just feel like they have their certain fan base right now, and Yeah, like I don't think they're really dragging that many eyes away from AEW. Like I think that more of the people that are watching it are more just dedicated to them for whatever reason.
Yeah, and that's how it's going to stay. I mean, especially if there was no option, they'd still stay with AEW.
Oh.
But that's not the case anymore. It is literally, it's on Peacock. Like, there's no pay-per-views anymore for WWE. There haven't been. So I can just
Oh.
watch it the next day. I can stay off my phone. Or I can just find out what happens and whatever. This is the dumbest shit ever. And it's made by a bunch of suits. That's why I know Triple H's name gets thrown around into this a lot. I don't think it's him. I don't think he
Yeah.
wants all these events anyways.
His storytelling in general has taken a real hit since they started throwing in all of these extra hurdles that are not necessary.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean it's obvious. I mean look at Raw and I guess SmackDown to a certain extent. They're not utilizing a lot of the roster. They're keeping it, because they probably got their analytics or whatever else. Like, hey, put these people on and do this and do this, and you got an event coming up, and it's like Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, I mean, you can look at that as a good thing or a bad thing, that because the events are so packed together, they end up overloading the shows in a lot of way to the people that are at the events.
Yeah. I mean,
So the people that aren't at that next particular event do, even if they're big names, they tend to get a little bit of background treatment
yeah.
for a couple of weeks here and
Yeah.
there.
Like, where's Penta been? Was he on Raw? I don't even remember.
I do not believe
I
so.
don't think so. That's like 2 weeks in a row, isn't it?
No, I think he was on last week. I'm trying to remember if he there was a beat down, and he maybe sort of should have been.
Yeah, he was in one of the beatdown segments for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, what we started off with was Dave Meltzer was reporting WWE's wants AEW out of business, and you find it
Oh.
online, I'm sure. But it's like all of this effort, and it that is a UFC model, is put your competition out of business. That's what they did. That's why there's no strike force. There's nothing. I mean, there are little ones, obviously, but there's no
Oh,
one to
yeah.
compete. And I know that's what WWE wants to do, because especially or TKO. Gotta stop saying WWE. It's
Oh, yes.
TKO.
This is definitely coming from a directive above the WWE. Not
Yeah.
that the. Yeah, it's kind of weird where they almost don't look back at their own history and go, this counter programming stuff doesn't work. Like, look what happened to WCW when they announced literally on TV, hey, Mick Foley's going to win the championship tonight.
Yeah.
And those assholes lost viewers. And it's just like, again, like, I kind of feel like the AEW fans are going to be AEW fans. And unless they. Well, and this is something else I said too. Like, AEW, as much as, and I know that we bitch about it a lot on this show.
Hey, spoiler, everyone, we're about to as well.
Yeah, I still do not find it as offensive as I did TNA when I still had access to
Oh,
it. You know,
those
like
old
in the
days, yeah.
I yeah, like I mean, obviously I know that I'm talking probably like 10 or more years ago when they were just it was such a turnoff how bad everything was. Like
Yeah.
it with AEW, I think some of the bitching at least on my end it's just like oh, you guys are right there. Like why do you keep fucking it up? It is more my like thinking for them.
Yeah.
And maybe it is also just probably the in-ring work. Even though I don't like the style sometimes, it's probably overall better than what TNA was at that, again, that kind of 10-year time period ago or so. Because I want to say that was before like the Styles TNA time period.
I mean, there's been so many different segments of TNA that's just been,
Yeah.
like how it's still around is actually a really remarkable story.
Yeah.
You had
Yes,
the
it is.
fairgrounds, you had Orlando with Jeff Jarrett just running over everything. Then you had that awkward period where people were coming in and the show actually had some good stuff. But then I still think like Dixie Carter became like the main villain and Bubba Ray Dudley. It was just like, what the fuck is this? And that's an, oh, I forgot. Forgot about the Hulk Hogan part. And then
Yeah.
those lean years and then COVID and then WWE gets involved and here they are taking off. And now apparently, possibly moving to a WWE platform and gonna go head to head on Wednesdays against Dynamite. 'Cause that's smart. That's what we all want.
And again, like if they're on TV, that is my viewing habit right now. Like
Yeah.
there is so much wrestling on. I almost bother less about watching it live now than I did previously. Like there are times where I'm like, especially with PLEs or whatnot, that I would prefer to watch it live. But yeah, the week-to-week show is just like, yeah, like there's too much going on to just watch it on time. So yeah, like am I gonna watch either of them on time? I don't watch Dynamite on time right now. I'm sure chances are that I'm not gonna watch that on time either.
I honestly
You
need to
know?
pick that up because I was just staring at the TV last night. Like that was a weak ass episode and I could have been doing anything else but just staring blankly at the TV like what am I watching? And that included some of the other segments. But no, it really is it, this whole thing like
Yeah, the counter programming thing.
Yeah, a but it's also it's like AEW is, I'll say it has popularity. I will not say it's popular. I mean, they're still selling out 1,100 seats. Like,
I wanted to look that up. And I don't have Wiki pulled up yet here. Oh, great. It's letting me use it and talk to you at the same time this week.
But no, it's like,
I wanted to see how many people fit in that Brady Event Center in
is that where they were last night
Cincinnati
and tonight?
there. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, it's just like we said, they sold 28,000 seats for all out in whatever. And that was down from supposedly 80 something thousand 2 years ago overseas. And then last year, 60 something thousand, 28,000 this year. And then they immediately go to Chicago for a residency where they sold 1,100 seats every night. So don't tell me the popularity is gigantic. It's not. They have a niche popular product. And that's why I said in our
Oh.
messenger, I was like, TV networks are stupid. That's why they're paying this much money for it. I can't imagine.
Yeah, 4,500 at the Brady Music Center here.
So at least a good third, if not half of that was cut off because that stage just eclipsed everything in there. So,
Yeah, trying
so
to figure out as usual. I'm like,
yeah.
hold on, why do we not have the architect listed here? Come on, people.
But
Just get fucking with
no.
it.
So it's like, you know.
They usually have it for this. It's kind of funky looking. And I thought it was attached. The way that it was shot, I thought that it was attached to Paycor Stadium, but it's just outside of Paycor Stadium,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, with AEW, they're also going to disguise the fact that in the States, their popularity is diminished by going overseas. And I'm guessing Forbidden Door 20 is sold out. And I'm guessing that's sold out.
Yeah, well, and just kind of continue on them being in smaller venues. I was actually considering going to they're doing a Ring of Honor Friday, Death Before Dishonor maybe. Here in Columbus. And then they're doing the Collision the night it's Saturday night, but it's at Galaxy Con. So they're doing it in
Oh, that
convention with
Comic-Con
the
again.
with another larger convention at hand here. So yeah, like but I mean it goes to your point where they're still doing some pretty small venues just in
Yeah.
general. Like
Because the popularity is not there.
yeah.
It's like that 690. I think they got 690 this week, down 20,000 from last week. And it's like, well, those 690,000 people are spread out over the United States. So, you know, it makes sense that, you know, they're not going to have big crowds.
Oh,
So, you know, and then people can
yes.
converge or people can come overseas. And it really. Their pay-per-view business doesn't do bad for, you know, ticket sales, obviously. And I guess the last one for All In was like the third highest pay-per-view total, I think. Something like that.
Oh, okay.
So, but that also shows you like a good build. That's what it'll do. But no, the idea that a show that gets 690,000 people. And that's going up, by the way, down or like up from like 500 something thousand they were getting. And no, I don't care about whatever fake totals we're reading about HBO Max. They are not getting 500,000 people watching on HBO Max. No chance in hell. The idea that they're getting, what I can't remember their TV deal, like it was never really disclosed, but wasn't it like 500 million or something?
It still seemed like funny money.
Yeah.
You know, I don't remember what the deal was, but I wasn't surprised. Like it's one of those things where
Oh, I
as
was way
much
off,
as
by
I
the way.
do think that Meltzer goes off on side tangents entirely too much. He's like,
You think?
well, but yeah, I mean, the numbers are just the numbers. He's like, AEW is more profitable than WCW was. Like, no matter what you want to think about them, they're more profitable. And that's one of those things, too, with the WWE trying to put them out of business. It's just like, A, Shad Khan has like as much money as TKO Sports, so like what the fuck are you trying to do here?
Exactly.
Anyway, like
Yeah.
these it's not like they're fooling with some guy that doesn't have deep, just ridiculously deep pockets.
He ain't got pockets. He's just got holes in the ground full of money. Like a
And
Colombian drug
again,
dealer.
to Meltzer's point, like they are the most, you know, like the second most profitable wrestling organization in the world right now.
Yeah. Yeah,
It's
the
just
deal.
like you're not going to run that out of business.
No, it's going to take a colossal failure on their part. But also, so I looked up the deal. I saw like the rumored part. It started this year, so it still has 3 years to go. But they get
Oh.
$185 million a year. So total, it's $555 million, which doesn't sound like a lot considering. You know, WWE got what, a bill, 5 billion or this billion or this billion,
Yeah, I
right?
believe it's five from Netflix.
What was that ESPN one? I forgot already. That was just for their pay-per-views.
Yeah, I don't
Yeah,
know. A
whatever.
lot of money.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's how it breaks down. It's like they're getting $3.6 million a week for AEW. And it's like, okay, that's obviously their payroll, I'm guessing. I hope.
As usual, I'm assuming that there's a whole lot that goes into that that isn't just wrestler payroll, you know what I mean?
Well, no, 3.6 million a week is kind of low. So never mind. Like to cover an entire payroll. Well, no, I guess not. I'm not thinking it the right way. But anyways, it's gonna take a colossal explosion for AEW to go out of business right now. I'm not saying it can't happen, but
Oh, yeah.
even if they maintain it, this 555 million, they're still going to be around.
Oh,
So,
yeah.
like, TV money is the end all be all now because, as I said in the messenger, TV networks are stupid. I can't imagine there's a return of investment for any of this. Like ESPN getting all those, you're not getting. Was it $5 billion for
Well,
or whatever for WWE, $1 billion a year, some dumb shit? Oh no, I'm sorry, that was you. That was UFC. Excuse me, that was UFC.
that's the part that is always wild to me, where it's just like they're like, oh, I can't believe it, these two are breaking up, and then they're like, oh, they signed with this other network for even more money. It's just like, well, if this company didn't think that it was profitable, like, why are you taking it on? It seems really strange to me. Although the UFC thing, that's a whole different
That
in a
is
lot of ways.
insanity.
It's a lot of different cans of worms there, considering that I thought I saw that they're doing away with pay-per-views also, or that's just all going to be on Paramount Plus there. Granted, I'm still not getting Paramount Plus, so I mean, whatever. I will continue to not watch the UFC. Wasn't watching on ESPN, not going to watch it Paramount Plus either. So
I mean, I get
other
Paramount Plus
reasons.
free right now. So cool. But I think you have to have Paramount Premium maybe. Because, they always have to have a premium one. If that's the case, then I won't see
Oh,
it.
yeah.
But, I don't give a damn about Star Trek or any of that stuff. We just got it for free with my Michigan account. So, But no, like, yeah, even UFC's gone away from it. But that, like, it's idiotic. There's no possible return of investment on paying anybody $1 billion a year. Maybe the NFL. Maybe. No other sporting event in this country.
Yeah, like you got to be pretty big.
Yeah. I mean, because the Olympics don't make money for NBC. The basketball tournament doesn't make money for CBS. They're just considered prestige programming so that they can sell it. Like, yeah, here you go. So just this whole, so the whole point of this whole thing is WWE, or I'm sorry, TKO going after AEW like this, if true, by the way, why? Just mind your business like you have been and keep going. I complain about AEW doing, like talking about them all the time.
Yeah, this is just as
Same
bad.
shit.
And to go back to the one of the points I made earlier too, like it's actively hurting their own product, putting this many shows together, like because you don't have the time to, like we said, like some people have to cycle off, some people kind of get lost in the shuffle. Some people get overexposed sometimes.
Yes. Now some people it's helping. So
It's not all bad, but
can we start with NXT this week since we were talking, fuck. Sorry.
sure, why not?
Because we were talking about
We
overexposure.
we've done a better job of that here, at least the last month or so.
Yeah, but it's like I'm watching NXT and I'm just zombied out. Josh Briggs, okay, my whole thing with NXT right
Oh.
now, and Chris has made a point of this too. Okay, if they move Oba, Ethan Page, Trick, Ricky Saints, and I'm guessing Tony D'Angelo, I'm guessing he's gone because he hasn't been on TV, right?
Yeah, he
Those
has not
five,
been on TV since he got whacked.
if those five are gone, their men's division is dead. Dead. There is no one to take over. It is startlingly bad.
I feel like when I've talked to Chris, he is not a, because who did that start with? Josh Briggs. I'm like, man, I really like that guy. Like, I've liked his promos, this, that, and the other thing. This week, I was like, what is happening here? Like, why did this go so awry? I still like Yoshiki Inamura some. He is definitely growing on me as they've kept him around here. But yeah, I mean, I guess the jury in some way is still out. Like, he's the only guy that, like, if all those guys that you listed are out of there, yeah, Yoshiki is one of the few people that is in a decent position. But yeah, they need those guys to stick around for a while. Like, I feel like Saints is going to be down there, is going to cook down there longer than he probably needs to.
Well, he wasn't even on this week that I remember seeing.
Yes, he did a sit down interview.
I totally missed that. Where was I? Oh well. But
Yeah, I'm
that,
trying to figure out where it was in
yeah.
in the list of things here, because even that the Inamura stuff was kind of mid show there.
Yeah, because Josh Briggs comes out and cuts that whatever promo that was, and then I'm like, this is boring. Like, this is supposed to be the big breakout one. Like, just let him be an asshole. It's you can just see, like, all right, go read your script out to everybody. Okay, boss. No. Yeah, have you seen all those the memes going around of Ice Cube reading his script for that War of the Worlds movie? It's funny because they're accurate. And that's what this was like. And I'm like, well, he ain't it.
Yeah, that was not a good spot for Briggs. Like, for someone that I, like I said, I had admittedly been fairly high on, I was just like, oh man, like, because it's one of those few things too where I kind of thought about it and I at least what like one aspect of what was going on there. I'm like, hey, we actually have a men's feud that does not involve a title. I do like that aspect of things. Execution did not like as much. You can't get you can't get everything.
No,
Cannot get everything.
and they're making sure you don't. And I'm gonna say this, and it's gonna come out wrong, but I think you'll understand. Where are all the white guys? Why is every white wrestler in NXT vanilla and boring? Charlie Dempsey, whatever. He's okay. Brian Pillman Jr., whatever.
I would not call him vanilla at a minimum, but
Riley Osborne, whatever. Then
is he still
look at the.
around? Didn't they let him go?
Not Riley Osborne, the deaf guy.
Oh, Miles Bourne.
Miles Bourne, yes. So, okay. So here's the thing.
Think they're
I don't
doing
have a
an
problem with.
okay-ish job with
I think you're being.
Bourne.
Yeah, but also, do you see it? No.
Maybe.
I don't at all. I'm like, it's a cool story, right? Okay. But Ethan Page stands out like a motherfucker. He's also a
Oh
veteran. He better, right?
yeah. Yeah.
Tony D did. He's gone. Stax is wherever he is.
Yeah,
Crucifino.
that was so weird that him and Ariana Grace had that on TV shot, and I think it was 2 weeks ago now, and they have not followed it up at all.
But it's like, then you get to the main event. And I'm not exaggerating this. Who's the guy that stood out the worst? The white guy. And they're even playing up how he doesn't fit. Like talking about butts again or whatever he's doing. Like, this, what is this weird shit? But it's like, you see the future from NXT. It is Trick, Obafemi. Well, Moose is from TNA, so he doesn't count. Javon Evans
Oh.
will be a few years away. And
Yeah.
then on the other side, I love that Saquon Sugars guy. He is personality like crazy. I don't know if he's the best wrestler, but your eyes go to him. And then who's
Oh.
the, one of the other guys?
Yeah, 'cause Dion Lennox is the smart guy turned bad guy here.
And it's work too. He's got a much better personality now.
He has a little more bite. I still think that Dark State as a general whole needs a lot of
Yeah.
help. Yeah,
Who's
because
the other guy?
Osiris Griffin
Yes.
is the other black gentleman
Yes.
in the group, and Cutler James is the
Whatever. Yeah. Oh, Cutler James. I my point is being proven every time. It's like you got three guys who have natural charisma, and I'm including Dante Lennox or whatever his name, Dion Lennox, sorry, not Dante.
Dionlex.
And then you got that guy. And it's like, hey, sore thumb. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I even liked how when they were interviewing him backstage, even Kelly Kincaid, when he started doing his thing, just was like, the fuck is going on here?
yeah. Like the white guy that hangs out with black guys in a gang, that's a scary white guy. You know? That's the old gag. I can't remember what comedian said that, but you know. So, you know, that's I took that and just ran with it. Like, okay, he's gotta be scary. This guy ain't scary at all. And in fact, was he like from Duke or something?
I
That's he
think
said,
so.
yeah. Now
I don't
he may be a
remember.
wrestler, but who cares? But it's like,
Oh.
who's the other guy that won? Did he win LFG? He's feuding with Ricky Saints. What's his name?
Jasper Troy.
Monster of a man. More seasoning. He's a star too. So tell me, one other white guy on the NXT roster that stands a chance in hell of being a star right now. None of them. Like what?
Yeah.
Like when we were a kid, how many black guys were there? Kamala, Slick,
JYD.
JYD, I guess Tony Atlas.
Yeah, Tony Atlas.
I'm we'll just do WWF. I mean, whatever. But I know
Yeah,
Coco
because
Beware.
it would have been a little bit later on. Bad News Brown. Since you already got Coco, I think that might be about the end of the list.
Okay. Now, that's five people. I just listed, wait, one, two, three, four, five, six guys who aren't even in WWE, let alone look at WWE. So they're like, this seemingly is a changing of like guard and culture. And I maybe I'm making a bigger deal of it than it is, but it's like there's no one there. And the black guys are taking over. I'm not, again, not a black, that's not a bad thing. It's just something that's obviously noticeable. Now
Yeah, it's just a
the women are all over the place, so that's whatever. And
thing. Oh,
you know,
yeah. There are a lot of nationalities and a lot of different flavors there.
yes.
Should you want to get into it?
Oh, of course. I mean, there's this. Like the women run that place, and they can actually handle losing five of them. Because there's gonna be another
Oh.
five, they're gonna step right in, and behind them, I guarantee you, there's another
Oh,
five.
you know what? You know who else they've been doing a pretty decent job of? Now, am I going to say main event talent? Probably no. But I've enjoyed this shit out of the Hank and Tank segments here. Like, they finally,
Yeah.
like, Oh yeah, we forgot about the tag team champions. And yeah, they're doing goofy shit. I mean, I kind of feel like they're not going to be stuck in that mode, but they're definitely going to be stuck in that mode for a little while in NXT. I don't
This
know
is
if
their
we ever get a serious turn out of those two or not.
ceiling. This goofy comedy gag in NXT as champions, this is their ceiling. Like I do not see them on the main roster ever. I just, just don't. So
I definitely see them on the main roster. They've got the size, but I also see them at just pretty much permanently as a tag team.
yeah. Oh yeah, and that's it. So it's like,
Yeah, well, you
they
were asking
get
where the white guys are at. I'm trying to find some
I
white
for I
guys for
different
you,
yeah,
sure.
see? Well, I like the good old days where it was like, let's find the black guys. But no, it's just that it is a sign of the times, a changing of the guard, if you will. Or like I don't it's like definitely whether it's opportunity or drive. Like African Americans, black guys, they're getting into it. And
Oh.
and what I mean by the opportunity is someone goes, oh yeah, come on in. So,
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there are other NIL athletes that could take advantage of the situation, but just hasn't really been happening.
But as for the actual show, I liked Nia Jax in The Last Legend. That was just, are we just gonna call it two hoss like big meaty women slapping meat?
Slapping
Can
meat,
we apply
yeah.
that to them?
I think we
So
should.
yeah.
I mean, because those are two big meaty women slapping meat.
It doesn't really work saying meaty women, by the way. If you really think about it. It was an
Yeah.
attempt. Just
Yeah.
it's a hoss fight,
Yeah.
So that's all that is.
Yeah, I
And
was a little bit surprised that although not completely surprised that they did the whole Lash Legend overextended herself and it cost her. Because I feel like they did that with someone else that was kind of almost the same spot with Naya herself, and I can't remember who it was. Was it maybe Rhea?
Could be.
Where she failed one time, and then the next time she, the next match that they had, she power bombed her out of the corner, and that's what got the win.
Yeah. I there was one very ugly spot in that match. That was the outside crash through the table. That looked like that hurt. With Nia just coming down on Lash, like, oh God. Ugh. But I like the match at least. I like the personalities involved. And yes, I said that about Nia Jax. So, it is what it
Yeah,
is.
Nia Jax
Things change.
been good since the old return here. Already talked about those jokers. I don't know if there's really much to say about Joe Hendry. Pretty much, Charlie Dempsey. I'm not sure what you do with this guy at this point.
Yeah, I don't know either.
He kind of has a look. He's also like, he's kind of plain looking at the same time. And they kind of sell him as a technical wrestler, but when you're wrestling in matches that are roughly 4 minutes long, and even when he had the Heritage Cup, I don't feel like he really. The announcers almost talk about him being a good wrestler more than I've seen it. There we go.
I think that's fair. Yeah. And I knew he wasn't beating Joe Hendry. So you're like, okay. Because
yeah,
apparently, from what I was reading, Joe Hendry is NXT now. I don't know how the hell that's working. But I guess his contract is up at the end of the year. Or that's the rumor. So they're just like, just stay in NXT because we know that's where you're going. It's kind of
Oh.
weird.
Yeah, it seems like a little early to to give him up. I mean, again, not surprised. Kind of saw this
No.
one coming.
Yeah. But yeah, but
And I
the
guess he's
Charlie's.
another guy that I guess we're talking about replacements in the main event scene. If you're not pushing Hendry to the main roster already, I guess he's one of the guys that could help replace the main event players that we talked about earlier.
That's true. We did forget him on the white Mount Rushmore, or the temporary white Mount. Wait, temporary Rushmore?
The
Something like
NXT Mount Rushmore
that?
of
Yeah,
white guys.
of white saviors.
Oh my God.
Well, I mean, he's the only one with personality enough to actually compete with these guys, though. So, although Trick did kind of eviscerate him, so. He still needs that revenge on Trick, but I don't know if we'll ever get it.
Yeah, and I do think that he's gonna need a little. That everyone always talks about the mean streak. So I mean, I do think that he's going to need to show a more serious side at some juncture.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
obviously, what he's done has gotten him into a very good position. But yeah, I always feel like at least part of the time being serious needs to happen if you really want to pull off an
Yeah.
A character.
Yep.
So.
So,
Because they were also in a match and a backstage segment. Lola Vice, Kalani Jordan, and Jada Parker all backstage. Yep, whole
They were.
variety of ladies backstage.
Which we have to make sure we remember the Chelsea part, because.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, I was just going.
No, that's fair.
From top to bottom here,
Yeah.
Kelly Kincaid interviews Jordynne Grace.
I don't know. Like they're
Hey,
trying.
yeah, I'm starting to get a little bit concerned for Miss Grace here. That the whole entertainment side of things is not the strongest of her suits.
No, it's like I well, I guess like you just said, you have to have a serious side.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to have a soft side. Her nickname's a juggernaut, so I don't care if the juggernaut has feelings. Just go out there and kick ass, you know? Like, oh no, the tall mean girl's making fun of you. Well, go beat the shit out of her. I don't like this angle. It's not making Blake Monroe look any better, by the way. So,
Yeah, it's a really awkward storyline. Because, yeah, I don't know if Blake's really getting the booze that they want out of the situation.
no one wanted to boo her. Even if she was a bitch, no one wanted to boo her yet. So.
I mean, I think she plays better as a heel,
Yes.
but she wasn't on TV at all this week.
Yes, she was. She was backstage. She went into Ava's office right after the Jordynne Grace thing. It was right after it. And she said something to Ava, and Ava's like said something back to her. She goes, "Oh, bias much?" And then walks out.
Oh,
So.
yeah. That one was easy to forget. Somehow
Yeah,
you
it was that
remembered
fast.
it. Fatal Influence, JC Jane and Fallon Henley end up taking on Kalani and Lola later in the show here. Yeah, it was a little bit surprising that JC Jane eating a pinfall here to Kalani Jordan after Lola Vice did all the damage.
Yeah.
That
Well,
was an interesting twist on things.
Yeah, because the referee was distracted with what's her name falling in the ring, the black hair girl, Jasmine Nix.
Yeah, Nick's, yeah.
And Alola Vice smacks her with that backhand, which looked lethal. As much as I dog on Alola Vice, that was awesome. You saw that crowd go, holy shit. And then, Kalani does her thing.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like she does okay with her kicks. I still feel like she has a hard time pulling her punches. You know what I mean? Or that she doesn't let them rip because she's too afraid she can actually fuck someone up.
Yeah.
Because
That a
it's like I
back
said,
fist
the
like
kick.
that will mess your ass up, you
But
know?
yeah, like she really, like I feel like there are some times where she doesn't have the right spacing to do the back fist, but that was perfection, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Like she looked like she got her square in the middle of the face.
Yeah, it was great. And
Yeah.
I don't mind JC taking the pin here. Like they've built it up, they've gotten past that point of the most easily beatable champion or whatever. So now she can eat
Even though
that
they keep
L.
on bringing it up.
Yeah, I know. But here's I again, here's some facts. JC Jane's good in the ring. She was always the afterthought of the other one, and here she is, last woman standing, and making the most of it. And the other thing is, Fallon Henley's really good too. So that's when I had this whole revelation about the men. Like these women leave, they'll be just fine. There's, someone else will take them. I mean, I don't,
Oh,
it was crazy good. So.
yeah. It's still that whole fatal attraction interaction is still really weird to me, where no one kind of likes anyone, but they're still together. I'm like, well, then why are you guys still together? A little confusing.
Yeah.
But, whatever.
Yeah. No, I. And then they had like the Ash by Elegance, which I know Chris thinks it's low rent. It's just stupid. But it's also like it's supposed to be. Like it's douchey, you know?
Well, that's one where I'm like, well, I don't watch their product. I don't watch TNA's product, so I don't know. Like, I have no idea if it's low rent, high rent, or mid rent.
Yeah, it's cringy,
And
for sure.
the one thing that to me feels weird about it is it feels like a gimmick that's only dated by like 15 years. And
Yeah.
it just, it feels like, hey, like we're not far enough away from that time period. Like this just kind of, like you said douchey. Yeah, like it kind of feels a little cringy to me where it's just like, we just got out of that era. Why are you revisiting it again? Because you can figure out why Toni Storm's doing the old, 1920s character and stuff like that. Like, it's way far enough off. Or even the Outrunners doing the 80s stuff, where it's just like, yeah, the 80s is far enough away that, you can do that. It's weird when you try to imitate something that, like, just happened and people are like, no, we're trying to transition away from that on purpose. Like, why are you doing this?
Yeah. And it's just, it is what it is. And it's not,
Oh.
it's like she ain't winning the title. I don't think Masha Slamovich will win the title either, but
Yeah.
I enjoy seeing Masha on network TV because she's really good. So.
Well, that was one too where I'm like, I don't know. But kind of going back to Chris, kind of I'm like, I don't know. Has she gotten any better in the ring? Is she more comfortable on the mic at all? I always felt like she was more like, just saying her lines when she was in the WWE previously. I'm like,
Yeah.
has she discovered, like, and I don't know the answer to that. Like I said, I don't watch the product, so I have no idea. Do I want Dana Brooke back? No. Like I've seen what she did in the ring. I don't think she's catching up with the ladies that are in NXT right now.
Oh, no, not at all. No.
Like she,
But
I know that she had something of a sports-ish pedigree, but
was she a cheerleader? I think.
yeah, maybe because Yeah, I don't know. I remember she went to Kent. That's all I remembered. And I'm trying to remember what she did there, and I do not, and I don't feel like looking it up.
I am.
And then next up was the part that you did not want to forget about. Chelsea Green comes into the women's locker room.
Oh, she's a
And
bodybuilder and gymnast.
oh, okay.
Okay. But
Yeah,
yes.
yeah. She never she has not picked up the wrestling as well as Sol Ruka already has.
I this
If we're
segment,
going from gymnast to gymnast, but yeah,
yeah, but this
Chelsea.
segment made me so happy. Oh, you are, and like she has to read it off, like, oh, you're this. And I'm like, exactly. Exactly. Who are all these women? Did you realize that was Carmen Petrovich, by the way?
Yes.
I had no idea. She looked totally different to me. Or I just never really paid attention to her. She didn't have the sword. So. But
Yep.
yeah, it's just like she's going through all these women. She has no idea who they are.
Yeah, and I
Good for
love
you.
that Alba Fire had the roster on just a sheet of paper with her, so that she could help fill Chelsea in.
And then
Like,
all of a sudden, who
such a
showed
fun
up?
touch.
Brooke Gray, Skylar Gray.
G Kendall Gray.
Cool. Boy, I'll jump ahead. That match wasn't good. Oh boy.
Another 4 minute match. Like, I don't
That
know
was only
what
four
you
minutes, huh?
I don't know what you really say in a after a 4 minute match. Again, one way or the other, like,
It
it's like,
wasn't
I don't
good. That's
know.
what I'll say. For 4 minutes, that seemed like a lot longer. I mean, it looked like Alba was having a rag doll sometimes. Like the girl didn't know the spots, or there was, or the girls were miscommunicating, or something. I'm like, this is like, it's not sloppy in a good way. It's sloppy in a communication. Like it broke down. I was like, this stinks. But it was just all a setup for, another woman to come in from another show that's not NXT. Oh, we also forgot the other girl saying good luck to JC Jane. Her.
Oh yeah, that Lainey Wilson. Because that was really weird that they, because I think that did that happen afterward? Yeah, that did happen afterwards, which is why we didn't get to it.
Yeah,
Because it happened
it was after
after
the
the
Alba
match.
Fire match. And it's just
Yeah.
like, okay. Because like Ethan Page was out there and all that. It's like, okay, cool. And it's just like this again, we don't need these LFG people coming in. We don't need Evolve people. There's already enough women, first off. If you're gonna bring anybody in, see who you have for LFG, which I guess is at Jasper Troy, and then
Yep, him and Lainey
Evolve.
getting some TV time.
Yeah, sure. And but it's like, can we just get back to being NXT? Like, I know, and they were like advertising
No.
Triple Mania too. Like, I get you guys, like TKO owns them now, but what are we doing, man? So
No, we're not. We are not going back to the good old days of just NXT, I don't think. It feels like they've put themselves in a position to always at least be somewhat involved with TNA. And I mean, it's going to at least continue to happen for the foreseeable future since we have an NXT person as the TNA champion and do very prominent spots.
Now, does anyone think Moose is going to beat Trick Friday? Like, there's no
No.
chance. So,
No.
no. But they missed the boat not having Santana do it, I think. So, I mean, even if he wins it, it won't matter. I mean, it'll matter, I guess, but it won't have the impact. Like, they had that moment. Like, unless they turn into like a Cody moment where it was like, oh, he's going to win it at 39 and then doesn't. It's like, Trick ain't going to be the champion for a year. So, but,
Oh. Yeah, it'll end at some point. It's not going to end this weekend, though.
no. What else we have on this? Was it
That
just
was
the
just
main
the main
event?
event. Yeah,
I like
'cause
the end of the main event, by the way. I know it got convoluted with all the people hitting each other with their finishers, all the good guys.
yeah.
But then I liked Trick just looking at Javon and going, "Not my problem," and just let him beat him up, like let him pin him. I
Oh,
like
yeah.
that because that's what he should do. I don't know why I'm in this match anyways. So Dark State beats me up. I'm the TNA champion. I got time for these tricks. Like, who cares?
Yeah, well, and he was the guy. They had set him up as the guy to betray the team from the start. So it made sense because their backstage thing, Oba, Moose, and Javon were all on the same page, and Trick was on his phone doing something. So it made sense when he was the one that didn't really betray them, but he definitely did not help the situation out at all.
So, but no, just like a mediocre show with some good, but it's just like oof. The revelation to me was the biggest thing, and
No. Yep.
so.
Did you have any revelations? Oh my gosh. By the way, you had commented on MJF and Adam Page. Do you know that that promo is only like 10 minutes?
That segment was only 10 minutes.
Yeah.
No, there's no
Yeah.
chance. So you're telling me that show started at 8 o'clock and that thing was over at 8:10.
Yep.
No fucking chance. Where's my DVR? No way. I refuse to believe this.
Yeah,
You're
because
usually right, by the way. I'm going to
I
tell you right
know.
now. So, but
Yeah,
there's no chance.
I because I was
What the hell is it?
expecting a much longer segment, quite frankly, from your description. I'm just like, in a lot of ways, I agree with your description, and I'll go ahead and state it on microphone here that it felt like a repeating of points again. I didn't really dislike MJF or Adam Page in this. I also didn't think that they covered any new ground. And I'm not completely sure why MJF just caved.
Okay, so it was 11 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay. 12
Close
minutes.
enough. It was not 21 minutes and 30 seconds like it felt. But that's exactly the reason why. Just muttering the same stuff in different ways. I'm like, come on. And that's what MJF does now. It's just as many words as he can get out. It's like sometimes you don't need to. And it's like when they said they're both day oneers and that they've done this before and they've done this. It's like, well, what else is there to say? Like, I'm going to get under your skin. Like, how? We've been here for 5 years, And then the end, yeah, here's the thing. He said he was going to execute the contract. He never did it. He didn't sign it and turn it in, So there still is that out, I guess, Because it works like money in the bank. He didn't just because say I'm gonna execute it, I'm gonna cash in tonight, doesn't mean you have to.
It would be really
So
weird if they decided not to have their main event of a
it would,
pay-per-view.
yes. It would, yes, but it's also MJF, the world's most hated wrestler. Which is just whatever. So, but that segment felt way too long.
Like I said, I went into it after your description. I'm like, oh my gosh, this thing's gonna be really long. I'm like, oh, this really wasn't that long. Honestly, the best thing I remember out of it, he's just like, hey, when Adam Page was like, hey, moron, Seabiscuit won the race. He's just like, if you're gonna make a reference, have it be a loser. Like, dumbass, you're talking about a winner.
Like I don't know. I don't know what he could. I don't know anything about horse races. And the only reason I know Seabiscuit is I went and saw the movie. So, because you know why? It's horse racing. None of us should. So.
I only know it because I know that that movie came out. I never really watched it because I don't. Yeah, have fun running around on horses.
So there's that segment.
Yeah, because I guess the big thing was Darby Allin coming out and getting his ass handed to him,
Yes.
and Will Ospreay making the save of all people.
And then telling Moxley, if you won't fight Darby, then I'll fight you in a lights out steel cage tag team match. I'm like, what?
With you and your friends, so there was an unspecified number of participants. I feel like the match was confirmed right away, which is kind of weird. And we can jump towards the end of the program because John Moxley goes into the locker room that the Young Bucks are using. And of course, I mean, they keep on piling on the Young Bucks, which
I
I
still get
think
a
is,
kick out of, so.
yeah, it's definitely getting a good laugh out of me. And I am enjoying what they're doing, especially when they kick Justin Roberts in the face.
How are we
Anyone but,
supposed to boo that?
yeah, I don't know how we're supposed
So.
to do that. But yeah, John Moxley approaches them backstage and we have a closed door meeting. And then approximately 2 minutes later, maybe a commercial break later, Tony Schiavone's like, "Hey, by the way, that lights out match is going to be 5-on-5 and the Young Bucks are going to be involved and who else do they name for the babyface team?" I'm like, "Huh? Like, you guys have time to flesh out who's going to be on whose team here. Like, why did we rush this?
Because it's next weekend,
You have
isn't it?
Collision. Well, yeah, next weekend. You have Collision, Dynamite, and then another Collision to draw this story out. Like, what the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah, August 24th,
I,
yeah, next weekend.
yeah, like we have another full week. And it's just like, why did you guys blurt out all the participants like right away, especially the surprise ones? Have us be on our toes next week about whether the Young Bucks agreed with John Moxley. Like, do I know it's going to be a yes? Yeah, I know it's going to be a yes. Still draw it out the extra week. Like, I don't know what the point of a closed door meeting is if they're just gonna announce the match like I said, like 3 minutes later. It's just like, the fuck, guys.
The way they announced it was just bizarre, though. No Kenny Omega and Ibushi making a save for anybody. Just
Oh, that's what that's who
here
the
it
two
is.
baby
Like,
that's who the two baby faces were
yeah.
that I couldn't remember who the fuck. Yeah, like they didn't have anything to do with anything in the whole episode, and they're just like, "Oh yeah, by the way, they're on the team." Again, like draw it out over the next three shows. I don't care if they're just in backstage segments or filmed somewhere else segments. That's what you have your fucking TV shows for. Oh my gosh. Like I said, like sometimes it's just exasperating. Like it's right there and somehow they still fuck it up. It's just like,
Yeah. I this whole show just seems to put together anyways. Like, it's Forbidden Door. They're just gonna shoehorn New Japan guys in. Okay. Like, I again, neither one of us really watch New Japan anymore, because
oh, yep.
there's really nothing to
Why
it.
would you?
And they're like, Kyle Fletcher wants their best, and that guy comes out. And I went, that's the best in New Japan now? Well, there's the reason. Like, I'm sure he's good, but
Yeah, I remember loving Takahashi.
Thank you. I
All
couldn't remember who it was.
yeah.
But it's
But
just.
it's also, yeah, like, I don't, it just seems like, hey, this is the guy that we're, because we've used all the other guys in the past, this is the only guy that is something of a fresh face to be thrown in a match.
But yeah, it's like, and what is a lights out steel cage match? I can't remember. What are the rules? We're just
I
supposed to
don't know.
remember. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that like
No.
an unsanctioned one? Is that why it's lights out?
I don't know. Are they going to be outside so that they still have daylight?
You see my face?
No, because I'm looking at the report, so I can't.
No, I gave you the face. Like, stop it. Ugh. All right, let's see. It's a no rules fight within a steel cage, allowing for pinfalls, submissions, and escapes over the top through the door to win.
Okay, sure.
Oh, okay. So, no, that's the main event. The lights out aspect indicates the match takes place after the scheduled show. This is Google AI, by the way.
Oh.
Create a more chaotic, intense atmosphere. Okay.
It's not going to do that. I mean, because it's, I mean, I feel like Stunt Granny writ large over the years has complained about these. I mean, it's basically an unsanctioned match. Just like it's on your pay-per-view, guys. Like,
Yeah,
get the fuck
exactly.
out of here. Like,
We're not
it's
legally
I.
responsible. Well, I don't think that's how that works, actually. So,
Yes, someone gets fucked up, you're still going to be responsible for
yeah,
it.
it's like, okay, so an
Hate to
unsanctioned.
be the bearer of bad news.
We just watched Kyle Fletcher stab Dustin Rhodes in the knee with a screwdriver. I'm not really worried about what a lights out match is going to be. Because that was a sanctioned match. Oh my God, it's gonna be even more chaos. No, it won't. No, it won't. But anyways, yeah, there's this. It was like whatever. And Darby's not in the Darby is in the match, right? Or
Yes.
no.
Yes.
He is?
Or
Okay.
no. Hold on. Maybe he
No,
isn't.
I don't think he is. Yeah, let me see. I'm going, I'll pull Forbidden Door back up.
Okay.
Matches. The Golden Lovers. Yeah, Darby Allin. Okay. Oh yeah,
Okay.
Tanahashi's in this. Why? Because he is. Like, it's that shoehorning of Japanese people or Japanese wrestlers. It's just dumb. It
Yeah,
just.
this Forbidden Door feels and I think Chris and I talked about this a little bit. What are you going to do? You know, like you've kind of done all the matchups at this point. You've been doing this for several years now. I don't know that there is a good way to make it feel fresh.
No.
You know,
So.
like I that's fine if you want to keep on doing it, but you guys don't separate the brands anyway. What's his name? Tomohiro Ishii has been on TV, your TV for like the past month and a half. Why
Past
am
year and a
I?
half, really? You
And
know?
what's his name? Well, and I guess that's the other thing. Like they signed so many of the New Japan people anyway. You have to think about it. Because what's his name? That's in the ops with Katsuyori
Shibata.
Shibata.
Yeah. Well, he's signed to AEW now, so
Well,
it doesn't
yeah, but I
count.
mean, he's still kind of like I mean, that's the other problem. Like Zack Sabre Jr. and like all the other guys, the names over there. Naito's come over. Zack Sabre Jr.'s come over. Tanahashi's already come over already.
Well, he's listed on the show too, Zack Sabre Jr.
Oh yes, because whatever's, I believe that this coming Collision is the one where it's the best pure rules fighters that are going to take on Zack Sabre Jr. because Nigel McGuinness is in the match.
What? Anyways, okay, so after that.
Yeah. Also, Daniel Garcia's in it because he's a great technical wrestler, sir.
What's next? Can you imagine?
And he, I don't know, like it's that was really weird. Him, those two getting along on commentary on Collision this past Saturday was, I almost felt like I was in the Twilight Zone. It felt like a really weird spot for Nigel of all people to be in. Match wise, AEW, Dynamite here this week. What had to have been one of the most bizarre matches that I've ever seen. I thought that the women were going to have an eight-woman tag match.
Isn't that what it seemed like?
Boy, was I shocked when it turns out that it was just Julia Hart sitting it out for the Spiders of Chaos or whatever they fucking are now. The Lovers Triangle, or
Whatever. Yeah.
yep, the Chaos of Doom. No, I don't think that's it. Anywho, but yeah, Mercedes, Thekla, and Sky Blue take on Willow, Queen Almanada, and Alex Windsor.
They're making sure Alex Windsor's on the TV. You know, that's
I mean,
the
she even gets another spot with Toni Storm after the match here because
yeah.
she's going to be taking on Mercedes and Athena at because are they doing that at
No.
Forbidden Door?
It's Mercedes Moné,
Oh,
Alex
that's
Windsor, Persephone, and then someone from Stardom. Oh, the tag match, that is on Dynamite next week in Scotland.
Oh, that's what it
Yes.
was. Okay. Yep. So yeah, I mean, that was kind of whatever, I guess. The segment was, it just felt really weird. You know, when they announced four people and only three people are in the match. Like everything else kind of played out perfectly fine.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
That seemed really weird. Next up, I this I, again talking about rushed. Last week we're talking about AEW being slow after pay-per-views. This week it's all about why are they rushing everything now? And Stokely Hathaway versus Adam Copeland. Okay, you know, you're telling the story of, you know, Copeland trying to get the FTR to break the, I know it's not an NDA, but whatever
Restraining order.
the restraining order. And what, we get a 5-ish minute match that was not really 5 minutes. And Christian comes out and makes the save. Okay. But then he doesn't really want to embrace Adam Copeland. It's one of those so many questions here situations where, like, again, like, why did you rush? Like, it feels like you're rushing them getting back together. Why did Copeland hug him, I guess?
Can we back up a little bit? Why was this match this long? Why did they think it was a fun idea for him to grab the mic and talk to the crowd for like clearly planted stuff and his bad dad jokes? Like, this was cringe.
I did not mind the bad dad jokes.
This whole thing is cringe. It's Edge not understanding. He's not cool anymore. He's not. He's a 50-year-old dad. You're not cool. Sorry. So stop. Just get out there, be the rated R superstar. Don't be, well, you know, I'm rated 50. No. And then out of everything that happens, He gets disqualified. Or no, he did not get disqualified. I'm sorry. This match ended in a disqualification. They can't have Stokely Hathaway just get pinned.
No, FTR got involved before that could happen.
This whole thing sucked. Nick Wayne and them showing up. Okay. And a Christian coming down to clear them out. Sure. And that's where it should have ended. You're
Yeah.
exactly right in everything you said. Why? And they have a show. I don't know if it's a Dynamite or a pay-per-view in Toronto, right? Everyone figured, oh, they're getting back together for this. No. They're getting back together for this Forbidden Door pay-per-view to take on Kip Sabian and Nick Wayne.
Yeah, and then just another premature match announcement. It's just like I know that this pay-per-view is in a week. Again, at least drag it out to Collision, maybe, guys. I don't.
Well, no, you can't have
Or oh,
the
actually,
feud they
don't.
had. You know, that you can't have the feud
Yeah.
they've had and then two appearances and they're fine. Well, I guess they're not fine because Christian was like, I don't know about this. I was just out there to return a
Oh.
favor or get revenge. Like, I guess if this was this should have been the start, you know?
Yes. Yep.
Not the end, which I guess it's
Yeah.
technically not, but no.
Yeah, it
So
really should have been the beginning of the reconciliation, and not like kind of a, I don't want to call it a fool one, because again, like Christian didn't embrace him, so it wasn't a fool one. But you were close enough. Like, don't have like ever since Kane and Daniel Bryan had the hug it out thing. Like, again, like these fans are chanting hug it out. Like, that's how popular that thing was. It's just like, you know what hugging is in wrestling. Like, it's kind of weird to say that out. Well, it's weird to be talking about wrestling out loud, but that part's even stranger, where it's just like, huh? Like, what's happening here? Oh.
It was just a bad segment overall. The whole thing was bad. And then just the logic at the end made it worse.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, and then yeah, I mean, we went right into there was not a whole lot of monkeying around, but I mean, we've already talked about a lot of it. Brody King, Hiromu Takahashi, a hologram, and Tomohiro Ishii take on the Bucks. Josh Alexander, who I guess is still employed in AEW. I know that he just got there, but I keep on forgetting about him because he keeps on not being on
uneventful.
TV. And Kyle Fletcher. Are the site's favorite wrestler in AEW. And talk about a match that while it did not need to go 4 minutes, this thing did not need to clock in at 16:40.
Jesus.
Oh,
No, it
yep.
didn't. I didn't realize it was that long. I knew it was
Yep.
long, though. So,
Next segment gets screwed up because Renee Young having technical difficulties.
oh, yes.
And then eventually Okada comes out, and yeah, we're getting Swerve and him at Forbidden Door.
Yeah, and they're making sure to tell you that Swerve and Ospreay are beat up.
Yeah.
So I think that's obviously going to play into stuff. The funny side story to this, someone that her friend works with, or knows, they went to this show. They live in Tennessee. They drove all the way to Cincinnati because the daughter is a big Okada fan.
Wow.
That I went, oh, well, that sucks for her. He never wrestles on TV. And then I just realized that's her fault. If she's a big AEW fan, she should know his ass ain't wrestling. So when he came out for like that 4 minutes, I'm like, oh, you drove all that way for that, huh? That sucks. So, and then I guess they stayed. They're going to tonight. Hey, give me one second, right back. Go ahead and entertain the audience with your smooth sounds.
I'm trying to think of what other random bullshits happening here in wrestling that that we did not cover that I can talk about while he evidently takes a leak. Jeez, hold it like a real man over there, sir. I can't believe that your bladder is the size of a child's. I've had a full beer here. I guess I can just go into the bell time beer right now. Why not? Jackie O's Brewing. I've talked about it before. It's out of the fine city of Athens, Ohio, but they have a very, very large venue here in Columbus now. This is one of their classics, the Mystic Mama West Coast Style IPA. I was wondering, these guys pretty much, no matter what, make a really good beer. It's one of the few breweries where I'm like, they don't really have a whole lot of misses in their game. And I guess I'm not surprised that one of their original beers is really, really good. I haven't had it in quite some time because I usually end up getting some of their seasonal varieties when I go to the brewery itself. Yeah, the classics still work out pretty well. I was going to start to wonder about West Coast IPAs, but yeah, this one restored my faith a little bit in the style here, although it's still probably not one of my favorites.
Oh, we're in sippy time beer, huh? We're not going to
Hey,
talk about
yeah.
that tag. We're not talking about that 6-man tag match that I have no idea who won because I shut the TV off.
Oh my God. Well, that was the next thing up because there was because we've already talked about the odd announcement, and I did watch the 6-man tag. I was glad they did not have a. It was only like a 6-minute overrun this week instead of the 16-minute overrun last week, which was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Just make the damn show 2.5 hours, but then they'll still try and squeeze another 20 minutes out of it, so I don't trust them. So
Yeah, the Aus beat LFI because I guess because they're the champions, they won. So,
yeah, what an underwhelming main event. It meant nothing.
I honestly, that's been one of AEW's bigger problems. I'm going, why is this the main event?
Yeah.
And this one definitely on that list. I feel like it's in the last couple of weeks where I'm like, huh? Like, this is what we're, 'cause what, MJF versus Mark Briscoe was probably one of the better ones. I still don't think that's a great one, though.
Yeah, no. So,
I like both wrestlers well enough, but I don't know if they're
yeah.
champs. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That wraps up wrestling then. I'm like, I didn't realize we had that little left on
Yeah.
Dynamite.
Well, my bladder didn't. It was like, hey, now. I'm like, I just went before the show. God. So.
Anything else to cover though before we hit stop on this thing or
I'm sure
before
there's something else, but enough, really.
I
So,
Sure. So yeah, bell time beer covered. At DeFrango11, at Granny Maze, brands at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and you can download us at other places like iHeartRadio and YouTube Music. So have a good night, grandkids.
there you go.